whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Captain Eric Mahabarak is one of our reporters. And, Eric, you know, it's fishing reports from kayaks this time of year with these conditions is kind of like hen's teeth. They're pretty scarce, aren't they?
Well, yeah, with the weather this week. The weather this week we've been having, it's been rough, you know. Like people are saying, the places you can fish, Myrtle Grove, the Wachowski Canal over there and on the east side, you know, find you deeper holes and stuff, dead bait on the bottom, gulp, anything that smells and stinks. And like you said, anything, you know, that changes from 2 foot to 5-6 foot, deeper the better, I believe. But, you know, the Myrtle Grove Canal is about 5-6 foot. So that's why those fish are piling up in there.
Yeah, good spot. All right, the minimalist challenge is fast approaching from the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Tell us about that minimalist challenge. Where's it going to be? How much is the entry fee? And how do you get signed up?
Yeah, I'm sure the entry fee is about $50, maybe $60 at the most, I would think. It is at the Leeville launch in Leeville, Louisiana. You can get in touch with the information on the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Minimalist challenge, I don't recall the number of trout and redfish, but it's an amount put together. I'm pretty sure it's a catch, photo, and release. I may be wrong this time on that. I have to check the rules. But that's coming up February 1st. Get signed up for that. And it's a motor event, so people can use their motors and do a minimalist challenge. And, you know, they hand you a handful of lures out before it goes, and everybody gets their kayak checked, and then they have a shotgun launch.
Yeah, that's why they call it minimalist, because you got the minimal amount of baits and types, and nobody knows what it is till they put them in your hand. It's a great little tournament.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about these snook that are showing up. They had one that was caught not far out of Shell Beach, and now you're reporting that there was a Mississippi State record caught because I don't think they had a category for them.
Well, darn, they didn't have a category, just like in Louisiana, they didn't have a category. And actually, Vince Ray, who's a great guy, if you ever have an opportunity to meet him, if you're riding around the coast, he's usually out there fishing sheephead and mangrove snappers and the redfish and stuff like that. But he's really good at the sheephead fishing. I met Vince Ray about, I guess it's been 10 years now, maybe, at Ride the Bull. And me and Chris were doing the catch boats, and he ended up catching a red, and that's how we kind of met. And he's a great guy, but he's really dedicated to his fishing. The thing with him is he went out and he accidentally caught this snook. Well, when he was measuring it, and of course everybody's got to take a picture, it was a snook that was 14.5 inches long. It flipped off his measuring board. Well, he had thought, man, I'd like to bring that in to the wildlife because they don't have many around and get some sign stuff done on it. The next day he goes back to the very same spot. Boom, he catches a 15.25 inch and weighed 1.9 pounds for the state record. He brought it in for scientific purposes and it ended up blowing up and being, hey, he's now the state record holder. So it's not been verified yet, just like you got to do in Louisiana. It's going to take a little time, but he's a state record holder for the Mississippi state record for the common snook. And it's pretty interesting. He caught that on a voodoo shrimp. Both of them were caught on voodoo shrimp, which is interesting. And he caught it out of a kayak.
Yeah, fishing around the Pascagoula River, and that's a Florida fish. They're very common in Florida, and you know the fact that they're showing up here, hey, they welcome aboard. Come on west, you know?
They are, Don, and I'm wondering, you know, is that a sign of warmer waters? You know, we're talking about how the water's getting cold and we're going to fish these deep holes and everything, but we have these snook showing up, and it's making me wonder if the water isn't getting as cold. I mean, you know, yes, a couple days, you know what I mean? And then it warms back up, a couple days, and it warms back up. Does that affect these Florida-style fish that are coming in as much as Louisiana fish? Or does Louisiana fish, because they are hardier, have a better opportunity to grow larger with let's just say, the cooler season or whatever? Because we haven't had a freeze yet down here, anyway, below 90. And, you know, I'm just wondering if that's going to be great for bigger trout and things like that.
Yeah, very well. We'll have to keep an eye on it and monitor it. Well, Eric, thanks for the report. Yep. You are one of the few kayak charter companies, so if people want to get experience and go with somebody that knows the ropes and got all the equipment and book you, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, you can get in touch with me on the Don DeBute Outdoors Guy on his website right there. You can drop a call, 504-313-8292. A text is better. You can also hit me up on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Or just ask around. I'm sure somebody knows me at a fishing shop.
They'll know how to get you. Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it, my friend. Hopefully the fishing gets better and the weather improves this coming week.
Yeah, I got to get back on my Plaquemines Parish oranges down. I'm kind of under the weather there, buddy. I'm going to take care of that and get ready to get at it.
Yeah, rest up and go get them. Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right, there he goes, Eric Mohabarak. Next week, we'll hear from Brendan Bayard with a Paddler's Report.